This episode of the Find Food Freedom podcast is brought to you by the Find Food Freedom membership. If you are ready to walk away from diet culture, find food freedom, and enjoy your life again, you can learn more and sign up at findfoodfreedommembership.com. Don't forget to use code IWANTFOODFREEDOM for 3 months completely free. Welcome to the Find Food Freedom podcast. This is your host, Sammy Previtt, registered dietitian, certified intuitive eating counselor, certified personal trainer, and the founder of Find Food Freedom. Find Food Freedom is a virtual private practice made up of a team of intuitive eating professionals, and we also just so happen to host this amazing podcast. This podcast is for you if you are ready to remove the guilt and shame associated to food, body, and movement. Our team is dedicated to helping you find food freedom and rediscover how to feel physically, mentally, and emotionally pleasant in your body. Please note that this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and does not take place of professional therapy or medical care. We have tons and tons of free resources on social media, so I want to invite you to follow along at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. You can always head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com to find out what current events, specials, and all things Find Food Freedom that are going on. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. This helps other people find the podcast that really need it. And when you review, please leave some comments, some questions. Let us know what you want to hear more of. So thank you so much for being here. And we look forward to supporting you and walking alongside you on your food freedom journey. Now, let's get into it. Welcome back to another episode of the Find Food Freedom podcast. Today, we are jumping in to a question that was sent to me this morning, actually, on our Instagram. So if you have followed along on Find Food Freedom, you know that I love a good question box. And I love to just say, ask me anything. And we get so many questions in there. And those questions really drive our podcast episodes. I used to try to come up with topics. And I was like, why am I doing that when I don't want to, I mean, don't get me wrong. I know things that people ask a lot, but like these episodes need to come straight from the people. So thank you for submitting them. I highly, highly, highly recommend anytime I put a question box up on Instagram, which is pretty much like every other day at this point, because I love to answer questions. Please submit like whatever questions you have going on, whatever's running through your brain, because I love to answer them. And chances are, if you have a question, other people have it too. And when I see these themes coming through, I will do an episode about it. And so this one, I loved this question that came through. So we're going to talk about it right now. It says, how to cope with the lack of compliments, only ever getting them for weight loss. So I'm assuming, again, I want to make it really clear that this episode is for educational and informational purposes only. I don't know this person that submitted this question. I don't know anything about them. I don't know. There's so much that goes into how I would answer a question for an individual. So please know I'm going off of like under 150 characters here, and I'm just going to answer it to the best of my ability. I do have some notes pulled up in front of me because I always like to just really brain dump. Like when I read a question like this, I brain dump everything I can think of, resources, and then I want to walk through it. I also like to make the episodes very tangible. So not only am I going to talk about, you know, how to deal with lack of compliments, what this means, what real compliments actually are, but I want to give tips and like things that you can walk away from this episode with feeling like, okay, like that was really helpful. I can take some things away and I can implement what we talked about. So that's really my objective, for this podcast episode. So let's start with There's so many things I want to talk about. So the name I chose, at least before recording, sometimes I change it after I record because I'll just like start down these tangents and I'm like, okay, that name did not align with the episode. But the episode name that I'm choosing right here, right now, before recording the entire episode, is complimenting weight loss is not a compliment. So we think it's a compliment because we grew up maybe hearing it as a compliment, right? We've received, maybe through diet culture, you've heard people say, oh, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Or, oh, you look so good. Or, oh my gosh, you're so healthy. Or, oh my gosh, how did you lose the weight? Keep it up. And those things are not compliments, although they feel like compliments. And I truly believe that when people are saying these things, they're not actively trying to harm us. But if we are in the thick of diet culture, when we hear these things, that like fans the flame. So if diet culture is a flame and we're fanning it, right, we're adding more oxygen to that flame, it just makes diet culture so much more prominent. And it makes us get that external validation to be like, oh, I need to keep dieting. People love me. People will accept me, right? And so complimenting weight loss is not a compliment. And so I want to make it so explicitly clear, and I hope I say this a few times throughout the episode, because this is like a huge, huge point that I want to drill in and like drill home. When somebody makes a comment, or what we thought used to be a compliment about body. So when someone makes a comment about your food choices or your body, right? When someone makes a comment about something that you're eating, what is on your plate, what your body looks like, that is a direct reflection of what they think about their own relationship with food and body, and they're projecting that onto you. This takes a very, very long time to unpack and come to a place of acceptance with when you are healing your relationship with food and body. But it is so important to keep that as a mantra when you're going to social events, when you're going into the office, when it's a holiday, when someone says anything to you about your food choices or your body. I want you to just like have that locked and loaded. Have my voice in your brain saying, when someone makes a comment about my food choices or my body, it is a direct reflection of their relationship with food and body and has nothing to do with me. Like, I want you to have that on repeat, because the more that we can do that, it trains us that when someone says something to us, we can take a deep breath. We can state that mantra. We cannot have a super emotionally triggered response or reaction, and we can carry on living our lives and know that that comment that they just made to you has everything to do with them and nothing to do with you. Now, I wish it were that easy. I wish we could just like cut, end scene, done with the episode, right? Like, we're done, but we're not. Because especially in the beginning of your intuitive eating, anti-diet, leaving diet culture behind journey, this, I know for me, and I'm speaking from like my personal lived experience, this is when I was the most triggered by these things. Because when you're in diet culture, right, you are taking what you think are compliments for weight loss. Or when someone says, oh my God, you're so healthy, like the food you eat is so healthy, like you're like, yes, I am. Thank you for noticing. Because your goodness as a human being, you have this morality tied to food and body size. So you are taking that as a compliment. Then when you're like, oh, wait, I'm not dieting anymore. I don't want to diet anymore. Dieting has not only not helped me, but it's harmed me. And then you like have this awakening, right? Where you're looking around you and you're like, holy shit, how doesn't everybody see this? Like how harmful this is and how terrible diet culture is. But you can't see what you can't see. And once, you know, you have this different lens that you're looking through, then I believe, and again, this was my experience, and I see this with a lot of clients, this is where the comments about food and body get really triggering because you're so aware of what's going on, right? Like when someone's making a comment of like, you're really going to eat that, you're like, are you fucking kidding me? Like that's what goes on in your head, right? In the beginning, because you're like emotionally charged. But as you continue down this path of intuitive eating and walking away from dieting, it gets easier, I promise, because you start to recognize that all these other people around you are still looking through a diet culture lens. They're not looking through an intuitive eating lens. So of course, they're going to say these things about food and body because they can't see what you see. One of my clients said it so beautifully is that she was like, when I was in diet culture, I learned so much from my clients. So one of my clients said to me, she said, Sammy, when I was in diet culture, it was like the Wizard of Oz. Like my life was in black and white. And now as an intuitive eater and not dieting anymore, I see life in color. Like my life is not in black and white anymore. And I see things through such a different lens. And I love analogies like that because I think that they help us recognize what we see and can't see, right? So think about people in diet culture are seeing things as black and white, and you're seeing red and orange and yellow and indigo and lavender and fuchsia and all these beautiful colors. And they're looking at the exact same thing as you, but they see black and white. They don't see what you see. And so of course, they're going to make the comments, right? Of course, they're going to say these things. And so I want to just let you know that it is so normal in the beginning of your intuitive eating journey, in the beginning of walking away, when people make comments about your body or the lack thereof. Because if I go back to the question that today, someone said, how do I cope with the lack of compliments? So I was so used to getting these compliments about weight loss. And now maybe my body's changing and people aren't complimenting weight loss. So, or the lack thereof, right? It's knowing that it has everything to do with their relationship with food and body and not your own. And I promise this gets less triggering as you continue to walk this journey, as you continue to build trust with yourself, your beliefs around food and body. And so let's continue on, right? So the name of this episode for now, complimenting weight loss is not a compliment. So first of all, let's also set the scene. This is a judgment-free zone. This is a guilt-free zone. So if you have ever complimented someone for weight loss in your life, which I'm going to take a guess and say 99.99999% of us, including myself, have complimented other human beings for losing weight. Because we were taught this, because we grow up in diet culture, because we grow up in a fat phobic society. So let's keep the guilt and shame at the door. All right. None of us here right now need to feel guilt and shame if we have complimented for someone for losing weight. But now we're all learning together, right? We're unlearning diet culture. We're learning this new paradigm and we're saying, okay, I now know better. So I can do better. So even if you let one of these comments slip out and you haven't seen someone in a really long time and out of habit, you see them and you hug them and you say, oh my gosh, you look so great. What if, and then there might be a thought in your head where you're like, what the fuck? Why am I doing that? Like, stop. No guilt or shame, right? We are all learning. So let's leave the guilt and shame at the door. Let's come to this conversation with an open mind, with curiosity, and think about if we're complementing weight loss, what do we actually believe about bodies? We're going to get to that. And we're also going to talk about what are we complementing? And I'm going to use some personal experiences in this as well. So first of all, complementing weight loss, let's go there. Complementing weight loss could be complementing as follows: harmful disordered behaviors. So if someone has lost weight, you could be complimenting them for, let's say, our last Fuck Diet Culture Friday episode on the Fine Food Freedom podcast. We broke down Optavia, right? An 800 calorie per day diet. If someone is on that diet, they will have weight loss for a short amount of time. We know there is zero randomized controlled trials that show sustained weight loss greater than 2 years for any diet. So let's say you run into a friend and they did Optavia and you're complimenting them on what they look like, right? You could be complimenting severely harmful, disordered behaviors around food and body image. You could be complimenting a clinically diagnosed eating disorder. So maybe they have anorexia nervosa or binge eating disorder, right? You could be complimenting orthorexia. You could be complimenting an eating disorder by telling someone how good they look. You could be complimenting a substance abuse or a alcohol addiction. I think about my college self. I will never, ever, ever forget. There was and we did an episode on this on What the Actual Fork podcast. So we talked about how Adderall is not the answer for intentional weight loss. But I shared, and Jenna shared, my co-host, in that episode, how I abused Adderall in college 100%. It's a stimulant. So I was like, oh, I'm going to take Adderall and then I'm not hungry. And then I'm not going to eat. And then if I don't eat, maybe I'll lose weight. And it did change my body for a short period of time. And I will never forget, I came back to college one summer and my body had changed, like, dramatically. And the compliments I got, again, nobody was doing it to harm me. Nobody was doing it to be like, haha, I hope, you know, Sammy engages in more harmful behaviors. But they were complimenting me taking Adderall every day and trying to starve myself. And in my head, I'm like, yes, keep doing this, Sammy. Keep it up. You're doing great. Meanwhile, they're thinking that they're saying something positive to me. They're like, oh my God, you look so good. Whatever you're doing, keep it up. Okay, I'm popping an Adderall and not eating for as long as possible. So harmful, right? So complimenting weight loss is not a compliment. It could also be complimenting a medical disease or condition. Can't tell you how many cancer patients that Fine Food Freedom has supported where their body is changing as they undergo chemo and radiation and they are fighting for their life and maybe haven't disclosed this to certain people yet, and people are complimenting how good they look. That brings a deep ache to my heart that should never be complimented. So complimenting weight loss is not a compliment. Let's talk about what a compliment is, because we're saying, okay, complimenting weight loss is not a compliment. Let's talk about real compliments here. Real compliments are things that when people tell you them, you hold on to it. And you've experienced this before. A real compliment, let's go outside of ourselves for a second. I want you to think about a loved one right now. Close your eyes and think of a loved one. Now, I want you to think of three characteristics that you love about this person that have nothing to do with their body, right? Which probably comes easy to you, because when you're thinking about why you have friends and loved ones in your life, you're not like, oh yeah, like I love my best friend because I love her pant size, right? Like, no, you might like their humor, right? You might like their ability to listen and hold space. You might like their energy when they walk into the room, right? These are things that you might be saying. Those are compliments. And so I want you to think about how so easily when you think about a loved one, you pull out these characteristics, right? Helpful, funny, loyal, trusting. You think about these things. Those are compliments. And just like you can so easily list those out right now when I had you thinking about a loved one, loved ones do the same damn thing when they think about you. No loved one is keeping you in their life because of your pant size. No loved one is keeping you in their life because of the size shirt that you wear, right? Or because of the number that you see when you step on a scale, right? Your weight is a data point. It's your relationship of your body, like gravity to the earth. No one is like, oh my God, I love her so much because of her weight. No, nobody's saying that. I can promise you. So you need to think about, okay, I just pulled out these characteristics so quickly. Those are compliments. I want you to practice complimenting people for things that have nothing to do with appearance. And don't get me wrong, like there is nothing wrong with telling someone that their eyes are beautiful and that their smile lights up a room. Like you, or maybe someone has a hairstyle that you're like, your hairstyle is so fucking cool. Like, I love it. Or your sense of style, you are allowed to do that. But I want to challenge you as you are walking away from diet culture and walking into this weight neutral intuitive eating lens and paradigm. Can we, for just a little bit, really practice compliments that have nothing to do with appearance and that are more about characteristics or energy or ways that someone makes you feel? And you can practice this. I actively do this to strangers. So a good way to practice this is if you're checking out, let's say, at a grocery store or any store, department store, retail, right? UPS, right? Anything. You come in contact with someone in a service industry. It could be a waitress or waiter or a hostess. It is so easy that when they make you feel a pleasant emotion, compliment them. I have this rule of thumb. Never hold in a positive thought about another human being. If you are, like the other day, this woman was checking me out at a Publix, right? Like checking out my groceries. And she was just such a delight. Like we had great conversation. She was so sweet. She, you know, cracked a few jokes. So I said, you know what? I really appreciate your energy. It's so refreshing. And you could just tell when I said that to her, she lit up. That is a compliment. Complimenting someone for their body shrinking is not a compliment. So I want to challenge you today. You can start with loved ones. You could sure as hell take out your phone and text some loved ones or FaceTime them or tell a family member, whatever you need. You could start there. Or sometimes I find it easier to start with a complete stranger. Find someone who makes you feel something pleasant, warm, and fuzzy, and tell them. Who gives a shit? Tell them. Why are we holding in these compliments? Let's spread some kindness. So that is something that I really wanted to dive into in this episode. Complimenting weight loss is not a compliment. And what actually are compliments, right? And you know what? Let's do a quick Google search. Define compliments. Let's look what Google says. A polite expression of praise or admiration, right? Praise for something. So we're not going to praise intentional weight loss. We're not going to praise a medical disease. We're not going to praise an eating disorder. We're sure as hell not going to praise a substance abuse or an addiction, but we're going to now look at someone and say, I'm going to compliment you. I'm going to give you praise for these characteristics. And I want to go back how I just said that, like what's coming up for me. There is no guilt or shame that needs to be felt if you do have an eating disorder, if you do have a substance abuse, if you do have an addiction, if you do have a medical disease or condition. But we don't want to give someone praise for intentional weight loss or unintentional weight loss from these things, right? I think sometimes compliments can come in forms of, and I know I do this all the time, if I have someone in my life that is overcoming an eating disorder or an addiction or a medical disease or condition, I will compliment their courage. of speaking about this thing if they share anything with me or if they openly share on social media, right? I will compliment their courage or their bravery or their vulnerability for sharing about their hardship or their obstacle. So that's the difference there, right? Not complimenting weight loss because of that thing. So let's continue on. Something I didn't think that this episode can be complete without is, why are we channeled? Why are we programmed to complement intentional weight loss, right? Or unintentional weight loss, or complement weight loss in general? We are programmed to do it because we all have internalized or intrapersonal fat phobia. So when we look at fat phobia, if we look at the definition, it's anti-fat, right? Fat phobia is the implicit or explicit bias of overweight individuals that is rooted in the sense of blame or presumed moral failing, that someone in a larger body is less than. So we have to think about, okay, if I'm complementing weight loss, what are the beliefs that I hold? Now, remember, we left the guilt and shame at the door. We ain't feeling guilt or shame right now. So let's just get really honest. What beliefs do we have about people in a smaller body versus people in a larger body? And I cannot go through this section of the podcast without crediting one of the most amazing anti-fat bias consultants that we've worked with at Fine Food Freedom is Vinny Wellsby, which you can find Vinny on Instagram at fierce.fatty. Again, that's fierce.fatty. That is Vinny Wellsby. And they have the most amazing breakdown, and I'm going to link this in the show notes, of different levels of anti-fat bias or fat phobia. And so what we have to recognize is that if someone is complementing weight loss, right? If another human being is complementing weight loss, that is interpersonal fat phobia. That is someone else's belief of fat phobia. It's feeling a sense of shame for somebody else's beliefs about bodies. But what we have to recognize is that we cannot control other people's beliefs. Can we plant seeds? Absolutely. That's what I'm doing right now. What do you think I'm doing right now? I'm talking, right? I'm sharing information. And I hope that this plants a seed in someone, just one person's mind of, how do I feel about bodies? And how do the comments or the opinions or the thoughts that I share about bodies impact other human beings? That's my goal. But we have to first think about our own internalized fat phobia. This is where the real work starts. We start here. What are the beliefs that you hold about your body, that you hold about fatness in general, how you perceive your own body due to these beliefs? Because this is where the work comes in. Once you can unpack that, it doesn't matter what anyone says about your body or about bodies in general, because you know the beliefs that you hold, you know the thoughts and beliefs that you believe in, right? And so when we come in from diet culture, right, when we step into intuitive eating from diet culture or unpacking our beliefs about food and body image, I would say, again, 99.9% of people are coming in believing that thinner is better and fatness is less than, because that's what we've been taught. And you don't need to feel guilt or shame for this. You don't need, because then that holds, you know, we have a whole other spiral going on. But we have to unpack this belief and bring it to the surface. And so I'm not going to get into all of that today. That is a whole nother episode in and of itself, which I've been wanting to do an episode on the difference between body image work and unpacking fat phobia, because those are two different things. So, but the where I want to leave today's, you know, episode from a fat phobia perspective or from an anti-fat bias perspective, go follow Vinnie Wellsby on Instagram. Go read their posts about the different levels of fat phobia. There are four different levels. There is the intrapersonal, there is the interpersonal, there is institutional, and there is ideological. And we cannot unpack all of this by ourselves, but we have to start with ourselves. So it's important to recognize when someone else, let's bring this home, right? Let's link it back to the beginning of the episode. Someone else's comments about your food choices, about your body, about bodies in general, has everything to do with their own relationship with food and body and nothing to do with you. I want to encourage you to really work on understanding that complimenting weight loss is not a compliment. I want to encourage you and challenge you and invite you in to now rethinking how you give compliments to strangers, to loved ones. And I want to invite you into following Vinnie Wellsby at Fierce Fatty on Instagram, starting to look through some of their posts and starting to get curious about how fat phobia shows up in your life. And what are the beliefs that you hold about smaller bodies? And what are the beliefs that you hold about larger bodies? Because these beliefs are going to drive everything, every food choice, every body image thought, every air quotes compliment or comment that you make. And there is no need to feel guilt or shame today. And this, we simply want to start creating curiosity around this and planting seeds. So if you enjoyed this episode today and you're like, whoa, okay, Sammy, now I got a lot to think about. Well, I'm happy you're here. And if you need more resources, of course, we gave a lot of resources today and things to think about and things to journal about and get curious about. But if you want more, you can head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. Again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com. And over there, you're going to find free trainings, guides, membership, coaching information for group coaching, for one-on-one coaching. We have a team of registered dietitians and certified intuitive eating counselors who are ready to help you. If you are walking through this journey and you're like, I need professional support, we are here for you. If you want to find a professional in a marginalized body, and someone that you connect to that is a different gender, a different race, a different sexuality, please, we share so much of that on social, but come to us. We will connect you. There are providers that you can feel safe with. So again, findfoodfreedomresources.com. Take what serves you. Leave the rest behind. And just thank you so, so much for being here. If you enjoyed this episode, please, please, please on Apple, leave a rating, review the podcast. Let us know what you liked. Let us know what you didn't like. Be honest with us and let us know what you want to hear more of. So I just thank you so, so much for being here. And we'll see you next week on the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true because then we get to help people make peace with food, body, and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to our social channels and follow us at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. I also want to give you a free gift simply just for showing up today. So if you head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com, you are going to get a free gift, again, just for being here. It's a training entitled, What the Hell is Intuitive Eating and How Do I Get Started? This training breaks down what intuitive eating actually is and isn't, along with breaking down the three biggest myths with intuitive eating, and will give you some practical steps to get started on your food freedom journey. So if you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody who you think needs to hear it. And when you rate and review, leave us some feedback, what you want to hear more of, what questions you have. The more that you share this podcast, the more this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. So thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again on the next episode of the Find Food Freedom podcast. Bye.